Okay, this is Prince DJ, and wow, I just hope that was all it was, that I was hungry because I didn't feel well a little bit this morning, so I did eat just now, and I had something to drink, so, but otherwise, hopefully I'll be back to myself because I gotta get that. Everybody, shot tomorrow. Well, I could have said, turn down for what? Yeah, they want to do noise early in the morning like they did with that daggone trash can that everybody could hear all the way up here on the 8th floor. I could do that. Anyway, I'm going to try to do a back-to-back. There was back-to-back cruises. Let's try this again. I'm going to try it again on my birthday week to do a back-to-back cruises since I was not able to go on the Mardi Gras. Probably might not be able to go on the Mardi Gras until 2022, but that's at least about the size of it. But I decided to try to do a back-to-back again. I was supposed to do a back-to-back on 2020, but they both got canceled due to COVID. Just like my first story of the Mardi Gras got canceled because of COVID. And that monster. But anyway, so I did have a cruise credit left, which helped me pay for the first cruise, and I just had to make a little bit, few payments. I only able to get an ocean view room. I couldn't afford a balcony this time, but I am able to have a light in the room. Although I just won't have a balcony, but that's okay. I'll probably be more in the activity anyway. And I'll just be home. I mean, I'm going to be home. So there's one cruise that's leaving on the 8th, and it's on the Liberty, Carnival Liberty, leaving the 8th to the 12th. And then I got another one on the 12th, I think, I believe, to the 15th. Then I'm going to attempt to try to catch the Royal Caribbean. Did I just say that out loud? Oh, but Prince DJ, I thought you was the Carnival King. I thought you was the King of Carnival. Well, I am, but I'm a travel agent, too. And I want to try all the ships. I mean, how am I going to share my love of cruising if I don't explore? Now, I was joking with the cruises.com agent. I said, well, I don't want to let Carnival know that I'm going to be trying out another cruise line because they might put me on Maury on the lie detector test cheating show, and they might put a sexy cruise decoy on there. Oh man, me and my Maury fanism though. I had to joke around because we just been through a devastating year, and then 2021 didn't start so hot, and then my weekend at Six Flags didn't end on a good note. I mean, although it ended on a delicious note, but it didn't end on a good note either. But other than that, I just had to joke around. I mean, I felt like joking around. I'm supposed to be a comedian, right? Right? We made fun of the bad stuff, right? But anyway, I was trying to find things that's reasonable, which is what I could lay away for. So I paid off for one cruise, but that's not till November. I know cruises are supposed to. I'm so frustrated. I never get to be a first at anything. Never get the first to open up at a new park or a new christening of a ship. And I was supposed to do that with the Mardi Gras last year, and COVID stopped it. And it was supposed to be on my birthday too. That's why I was so salty over that. That was supposed to be the biggest story ever for the Big D Zone. And I'm pretty sure other podcasters that do cruising podcasters or the video that was going to do video was eager to do that first inaugural sailing. I never get to be the first at anything. And I was going to do the first inaugural thing, and COVID, that monster, took it away from me and other podcasters. That was damn wrong. So to make up for it, I'm trying to get the back-to-back. So pay for one, and I'll pay now for the other one. So I'll probably be paying one sooner than the other one, because I just paid the deposit for the Royal Caribbean one. Well, they paid the deposit for me, but I paid it back. So I said, let me do this quickly. So, but anyway, because I don't have to pay the class. Yeah, I don't have to pay the class until May 15th. So I got to May 15th. So I'll probably do it then, you know, with the money from the 10th that I usually get. But so that means it's like, I don't know when I'm going to go to Six Flags again, but I probably could go in June. Well, as long as it don't get hot, you know, hot and humid, because it's ridiculous. So, but other than that, I mean, it's so crazy, but I'm going home for my birthday. I'm going home. Yes. Something to look forward to. After all this craziness of nothing to look forward to, and then COVID yet again took away the possibility of returning to PodFest. And, you know, all this uncertainty about my script, you know. I mean, I'm still hoping for a turnaround in April. I'm hoping for a turnaround in April. So, but at least I get to go home. I get to go back to the palace. I get to go back to the real palace. I finally get back to go back to the real palace. I mean, CDC should have never kept us away so long. Never should have. I mean, that is total wrong. Total all of wrong. But anyway, at least now I at least got some look, something to look forward to, something to fight back, you know, just in case if I do have that suicidal thought thing. I said, you're going home? And I was playing with one person. I said, the sea is calling me. No, I was joking with the same person. I said, the sea is calling me. So, but I'm going home. I mean, may not be to heaven yet, but I'm going home. I'm back on the ship. I'm going home. Back where I could be free. Back where I could be free. Like, whenever I want to go out, I could just go, like, you know, to a show or to hang out at the piano bar or, you know, just, you know, listen to the music somewhere or, you know, I mean, as long as it's not Christmas music, that's the one thing I'm afraid of. And being the fact that I'm going to November, they start early. I mean, they start playing it early. I don't know. I'm really worried about, I'm scared of the Christmas music, but I want to go home. I want to go home.